Hi. Welcome to the 8th part of Core Java Interview Questions. It covers most important core Java questions asked from experienced and entry-level Java professionals during the interviews. Let's dive into the podcast. Question 141. Which class do all classes inherit from Java? Answer. All classes in Java are inherited from the object class, the superclass of all classes. Question 142. Difference between serializable and externalizable? Answer. Serializable interface helps to make classes serializable, enabling them to transfer over a network or be saved on disk. However, it leverages default serialization built-in Java virtual machine, which is fragile, expensive, and not secure. Externalizable enables you to fully control the process of serialization by specifying a custom binary format and add more security measures. Question 143. Can we use string in the switch case? Answer. Yes, we can use string in the switch case. However, you must consider the following things in mind while doing so. Number 1. It is advisable to use string values in a switch case if the data you are dealing with is strings. Number 2. The comparison of strings in the switch statement is case sensitive. That is, the string you have passed and the string of the case should be equal and in same the case, upper or lower. Number 3. The switch case expression must not be null. Otherwise, a null pointer exception is thrown during runtime. Question 144. What is object serialization and deserialization? Answer. Serialization implies a mechanism that converts an object state into a byte stream. Deserialization is the reverse process, wherein the byte stream helps recreate the actual Java object in the memory. Question 145. What are the differences between checked and unchecked exceptions in Java? Answer. Following are the major differences between checked and unchecked exceptions in Java. Number 1. Checked exceptions occur at compile time, while unchecked exceptions occur at runtime. Number 2. During checked exceptions, the compiler checks a checked exception. Whereas, in unchecked exceptions, the compiler does not check these types of exceptions. Number 3. Checked exceptions can be handled at the time of compilation. On the other hand, unchecked exceptions cannot be a catch or handle at the time of compilation, because they get generated by the mistakes in the program. Number 4. In checked exceptions, JVM needs the exception to catch and handle. In contrast, JVM does not require the exception to catch and handle. Question 146. Which class contains the clone method? Clonable or object? Answer. The clone method of the object class helps to clone an object. The java.lang.clonable interface needs to be implemented by the class whose object clone we want to create. Question 147. How to compile a Java program? Answer. Follow these simple steps to compile a Java program. Open a command prompt window and go to the directory in which you have saved the Java program. Suppose it is C directory. Thereon, type java c my first java program.java and press enter to compile your Java code. If your code is error-free, then the command prompt will take you to the next line. Question 148. Define instance variable in Java? Answer. The variables that are declared inside the class but outside the scope of any method are called instance variables in Java. Question 149. What is Maven in Java? Answer. Maven is a robust Java project management tool based on Project Object Model, POM. It is used for building projects, documentation, and dependency. Maven simplifies the build process like Ant but is far more advanced than Ant. Question 150. What is an array in Java? Answer. An array in Java is a container object with a fixed number of values of a similar type. When an array is being created, its length is established and after creation, the length remains fixed. Question 151. What is an applet in Java? Answer. An applet refers to a special type of program that runs in a Java-enabled browser. It is the first program in Java that can run over the network via a browser. It is typically embedded inside the web page and runs in the browser. Question 152. What are generics in Java? Answer. The Java generics programming is introduced in J2SE5 to deal with type-safe objects. It makes the code stable by detecting the bugs at compile time. Question 153. What is a stream in Java? Answer. A stream is a sequence of elements in Java from one source. It supports aggregate operations on the elements. Aggregate operations enable us to clearly and quickly express common manipulations on the stream elements. Question 154. What is lambda expression in Java? Answer. A lambda expression means a block of code or an anonymous function that can be passed to methods or constructors for subsequent execution. The method or constructor receives the lambda as an argument. Question 155. What are microservices in Java? Answer. Microservices in Java are a form of service-oriented architecture style in which applications get developed as a set of different smaller services instead of a single complete application. Question 156. What do you mean by typecasting in Java? Answer. Typecasting is the process of converting the value of a data type like float, int, or double to another data type. Question 157. In what ways can you add new elements in an array? Answer. Follow any of these approaches to add a new element to an array in Java. Use a new array greater than the original one. Use ArrayList as an intermediate structure. Shift the elements to accommodate a new element. Question 158. How to call a method in Java? Answer. To call a method, write the name of the method followed by two parentheses and a semicolon. Question 159. Mention the difference between next and next line methods. Answer. The next method can read the input only till the space character, but it cannot read two words separated by the space. The next also places the cursor in the same line after reading the input. The next line reads input, including words having space in between. Thus, it reads till the end of a line. The next line positions the cursor in the next line once the input is read. Question 160. What is MVC in Java? Answer. MVC stands for Model View Controller Pattern. It is used to separate the application's interests. Here, the model means an object or Java POJO conveying data. A view is the visualization of data that contains the model, and controllers act on both model and the view. It controls the data flow into model object and updates the view whenever data changes. It keeps view and model separate. Thank you for listening to our podcast.